You can, in fact, live your best life without being partnered. Singleness is not a death sentence, y'all. And today, we're going to prove it. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany, the joke-cracking, detail-oriented friend who is always down the road when you need her. For the legal stuff, though, not the illegal stuff.
And I'm Germany, the loyal friend who keeps you laughing. I'm a ray of sunshine, and you can always find me on the dance floor. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, girly pops.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
I'm well.
We're here.
We are here. We are here. I don't know why it feels like we haven't been here in a while.
We haven't.
But we're here. Yeah. We're recording advanced type girls.
Exactly. Prepared.
Yeah, we are. So yeah, we're back in the stew, making it do what it do.
How was your weekend?
Phenom.
Yeah.
I celebrated my birthday, y'all. I took a little trip. You know, for the milestone birthdays, we like to.
Yeah.
We like to
bring it in. Really, right. Bring it in.
We like to do a little something. So me and the girls, we went to Valle de Guadalupe, Mexico, which is about 2 hours away from San Diego, so 4 hours total from LA. And it's Mexico wine country, so there's like over 100 wineries, amazing restaurants. And we just drank tons of wine, had good food. Did our grown woman girly thing. And I had a great time. It was just a beautiful weekend. No complaints. No stone was left unturned.
It was a good weekend, I will admit.
It was one for the books, you know?
It was perfect.
It was one of the ones for the books. Things went off without a hitch, thank God, because when Mercury retrograde decided to roll her ass in on my birthday, I said, bitch, you better not.
Fuck. You better sit down.
You better get in here, sit down, act like you got some sense.
Right.
Don't ask me for nothing.
Don't touch nothing. No, it was. It was a nice trip. The weather was decent. There were some hot moments, but for the most part, it was all like bearable, very enjoyable, easeful. And that's what we
It was easeful.
Like
and easeful listen, trip. The girls came prepared. We had our look. had our looks packed. We had our itinerary, our reservations made. It really gave together.
It was very smooth. It was no shuffling around. What should we? It was all figured out. It was all figured out. And that's what I loved. I'm glad you had a good birthday, that you enjoyed yourself.
I did. I brought in 35.
Brought it in the right way.
I did. And I'm looking forward to the next years of my life.
Right.
I'm looking forward to them. So
now you're 35.
I am. I have arrived. It feels good.
Good.
So yeah, that was the weekend.
That was my weekend too. Shit.
We had the same weekend this weekend. Summer's wrapping up.
I feel like we're gonna have the same weekend most weekends.
Pretty much.
The weekends are giving very much so identical twin.
They really do.
Treacherous.
At some point we cross paths.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
If we're not on the same path the whole time. So, yeah, that was a weekend. We're back here with y'all. September. In our Resetting Your Relationships series. And last week we talked about why you keep going back to that ex.
Listen.
That ex-man or that ex-girl.
A theme in all of our lives. At some point, a theme.
It has. It's been a thing. It's hard for us to stop. Going back and forth and forth. But I hope after listening to that episode, you feel more empowered to cut the cord.
Yeah.
You know, if that's what you should be doing, go ahead and cut the cord. Now that the cords are cut, this may catapult some of the girls into a new phase of their life.
Yeah.
You know?
Big singleness.
Singlehood.
Yeah.
Yeah. So today we're talking about that. how to navigate being single, and more importantly, how to be happy being single, because sometimes that can be complicated for some of us.
And how to be happy being single when you want to be partnered.
And that'd be the part.
Because there's another element to that. You know, some people are, I don't want no man right now. I don't want a relationship. But there are some of us who are like, I could use a nigga.
I've never been an I don't want a man type of girl.
Yeah.
I want a man.
I want a man.
You know, I'm not on the, you know, I don't need a man.
Mm-hmm.
I want a man. So. Yeah.
And, you know, it's good to make note of that, to recognize, like, I want a man, even if I'm independent and I can do things by myself, like, there's still value in partnership that we need. But when we're in our single era, and whether it's by choice or, you know, involuntarily or not, it's sometimes weaponized against us.
It is weaponized. We weaponize ourselves. Mm-hmm. Is that?
No, like people
weaponize
singleness when it comes to women.
They do.
Like, if you're not with somebody, it must be something wrong with you. You can't keep a man.
I hate when people say you can't keep a man.
But being single is common as fuck.
It is.
Almost half the population is single.
I know. So I'm like, why is there this shame?
And really, more men are single than women. 45% of men.
And that's why the girlies are struggling.
And 40% of women. Like, nigga, what about them? They can't keep a woman. Okay? Let's start looking at this a little differently.
I know.
Yeah.
You know?
We gotta get over the stigma.
We do have to get over the stigma. We do. Because it is, shame its place. I know, like, that's where a bunch of the content and the messaging is, like, you know, women can't keep a man. A lot of our worth and value is tied to our relationship status.
Girl.
Self-inflicted and imposed on us by others. That's just the reality.
Listen.
You know?
Yeah. I'm around some people right now in my life who are going through singleness, like a bout of singleness, and I have been able to be a shoulder to lean on, because this is my work. This is my work that I do. And I've been able to be a voice of reason and soundness.
Shit.
And I can really see, it's so much easier to see when you're on the outside looking in, how much we really do tie our worth to our relationships. And I don't think it's a bad thing. I'm just stating the, like, sometimes you can't see it when you're in it.
No.
But when you're on the outside looking in, it's like, girl, stand up. You are still deserving and worthy even without the man.
I know.
And I know it doesn't feel like that when you're in it and you don't have it, but it's true. It's true.
I felt like that before. I felt like, damn. It really felt like a piece of me was missing. Mm-hmm. You know, it really felt like a piece of me was missing. Like, I know, you know, you're whole and you're complete. Mm-hmm. That's what we want to believe. Mm-hmm. But when you're, more so when it's like fresh out of a relationship, especially if it's been like a long-term relationship. And so like that was a part of your identity. It's very jarring. It's a very jarring experience. And then you got to get out there and navigate the dating streets, which can be intimidating.
Yeah.
And so you'd be just feeling like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially if you do desire a relationship. I know some people, like we said, they don't give a damn. So it's probably easier for them to be happy being single. Mm-hmm. But, girl.
I know, it's hard. It's hard, especially for women. I'm going to speak for the girls.
I think for the girls,
I don't know about the men.
Well, you know what? I feel like men, well, I guess proven wrong, because I was about to say, I feel like men, they don't be being single.
I feel like they do, but they don't put their value and their worth into being
in a
relationship.
You know what? They also don't get the messaging that we get.
Yeah.
If a man is single, they're like, oh, you know, he's a player.
Playing the field.
He's a bachelor. He's doing his thing. He's chasing the bag. If a woman is single, it's what the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You know?
And that's why, as women, we have to decenter these men.
Girl.
That's why.
We do have to
take our focus off of them.
We have to decenter it, because life can still be full.
Mm-hmm.
You can still pour into yourself. You can still have a good time. You can pour into the other relationships around you. And you can live your best life while you're waiting for whoever is going to come into your life to come.
Yeah.
Period. So.
I think you made a good point right there. And this is just starting to get good. So, y'all, we're going to dig a little deeper. But first, we need to take a quick little break. So stick around.
Hey.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story. But now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast. Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures. Have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right, no fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your Spot Me limit by receiving Boost from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Okay, y'all, we back.
Jumping back in.
So, in your singleness, single periods, how have you felt?
It's funny, if you know me, then you know.
How have you felt? Have you felt?
No, and I've shared that on this show before. I haven't had many periods of singleness, you know, where I'm really not entertaining anybody and I'm just on my...
I mean, you can be single and entertain.
Oh, well, I've done that.
You know, like...
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So yes, I have. I've been single for a little period before I jump back into something, but there is an element of entertain that I like. But yeah, I feel like in my singleness, what's beneficial to me is that I've always had a full social life, mm-hmm. like outside of a man. Anytime I've gotten in a relationship, I've always maintained my friendships and my family dynamics and like always still cultivated those relationships so that if they come or if they go, I still got my people and I still feel like a sense of connection, even though it's not a romantic connection. So my whole world doesn't like come crashing down. I feel like I've been able to navigate in the past singleness relatively like well. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm just going to be completely honest. I was able to handle it well because it didn't last too long. I don't know how I would have managed if it would have been like
a drought.
Cue the future. I don't know how I would have, you know, fared if it would have been like a long time without a partner, because my like natural proclivity is to want a partner. Like, you know, I am a relationship kind of girl.
A true Libra girl.
Yes. I love to be in community and relationship with my people, specifically a man.
Right.
So
it's a different type of people.
It is. It is. So it didn't last long, but I feel like it was cool. What about you? As a current single girly.
Well, as a current single girly.
Or just in general, I'm saying, but like you're speaking from a current single girly's perspective. Yeah.
As a current single girly, I feel like I'm navigating this single period differently because, like I mentioned a minute ago, like I do desire a relationship, but it's not coming from a place of desperation. Like,
and lack.
Lack, right. Yeah. Like I know that I want one, but I'm willing to wait. And like not be pressed, because I don't just want any type of relationship. Like I want it to be a good, fun relationship. I've done the forcing. I've done the scarcity.
Yeah.
And at the end, like I just end up still not feeling that well. Like there's a part of me that does feel good because it's like, okay, I got my, you know, I got my little safe space.
Yeah. Something you can lay
You know, I have my consistency in that area. But a part of me has known like it's not really the the right thing necessarily. So at this point in my life, you know, my life is full. I have a good time. I have great relationships outside of a romantic partner. And I just want something that's right. It's not hard to get into a relationship.
No. And the thing is, girls, let me tell you something. When you are single and down and out, these men will come and it will seem like it's promising. And it don't be. I remember when I was single, I was out of a relationship and I started, I was entertaining. It wasn't even like we were doing much because the nigga wasn't dating me. But early on, I'm like, okay, we could do the little phone thing, the little FaceTime thing, but when is a date going to be lined up?
Exactly.
And I feel like because I do like partnership, I could have fell into something with that. I could have fell into a little situation.
You could have made it work.
I could have made it work, but I said, let me put the brakes on this.
Put it on them.
Boy, you are not what I need. You are not what I need. Go find somebody else who want to sit up on the phone with you all damn day. It ain't me.
That's the thing. I know ultimately the things that I want that would really make me feel good.
Yeah.
And no.
Right.
You know, like, hard because no. I'm still expected to show up in the relationship. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, no. Yeah, no. Like I said before, that's why when people try to like weaponize being single, they really sound dumb, because for a lot of people, it's not hard to get into a relationship and not be single.
Yeah.
It may be a little harder to get into a good relationship.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You know? Because I mean, it's work. But it's not hard to just be in something to remove the single badge if that's what y'all want us to do.
No, you could do that easily.
Right.
You could do that easily, but the girls that know, no.
I don't want to do it no more.
And you don't have to.
I don't want to do it no more. Now, sometimes in the singleness, there can be a point where you reach some frustration, or where I have reached frustration, and I'm like, damn.
Right.
Is my husband ever going to stumble in this bitch?
He is.
You know? I'm kissing the frogs. Where's the prince?
When are you going to transform?
And I think that kind of mentality takes away from the ability to be happy single, because you start looking at it as a lifetime thing. Like, oh my God, I'm going to be like this forever.
And you start looking too far into the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Like, yeah.
Instead of just embracing where you are currently.
Yeah.
Because, baby, the way we will try to figure out, I will really try to pull out some cards and be like, what do I see? I will turn into Miss Cleo.
And then that's how we go back to the old cards.
Mm-hmm. Right, spin in the block.
I do have some cards. I do have some cards.
I keep a deck on me,
but it's like, do you really want to play? Is that really a good hand?
Yeah.
And a lot of the times, it don't be a good hand.
Yeah, but if you're a girly currently dealing with singleness, and you've been in this space for a while, and you find yourself getting frustrated, or not even necessarily frustrated, but a way for us to really examine our thoughts around singleness and what it means for our happiness and our self-worth. Like, you have to really think about it. If you never get married, if the partner never comes, because we all want it, but it, you know, we don't know.
Right.
If that never happens, are you going to be less happy with your life? Are you going to feel less fulfilled if marriage, or, you know, the long-term thing doesn't show up?
Yeah.
You know? Are you going to be like, oh, I failed at life because I didn't get, you know, clicked up with someone?
I know. And then also, like, putting our lives on pause with that mentality. Like, there can be the idea of that our happiness is in someone else. Like, expecting them to come in and make our lives better. Like, you know, when they come, I'm going to be able to do all these things, or I'm just going to feel really good. And it's like, that strips away the power from ourselves to create that same happiness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we can create this happiness and be happy. And when we meet these people, it can just be multiplied. It can be enhanced.
Yeah.
But waiting on somebody else before you start living your happy will definitely have you up shit's creek with no paddle.
Yeah. And I think it's just important for us to focus on all of our relationships, because the way we will zoom in, laser focus on the relationship, the romantic relationship, and not even express gratitude for the relationships that are in our lives. You know, the platonic relationships, the good girlfriends, maybe you're got some cool ass coworkers or colleagues, your family, like really pouring in and nurturing those relationships and taking inventory of the fact like, okay, maybe the romantic might be lacking, but I have all of these other relationships that I can pour into. And the better that I show up in these relationships, the more magnetic I am for a romantic relationship.
We've talked about the magnetism of just seeing people live their full lives and just be themselves. Mm-hmm. That attracts people to you, whether it's platonic, romantic. I'm like, oh,
right.
Look at them.
Look at them living their life.
Look at them being great, doing their thing. Like, that's attractive shit. Yeah. Now, if you're sitting up there moping, that might not be that attractive. Mm-hmm. And then also we need to think about why we have a negative outlook. Sometimes the information that we're consuming, the conversations that we're partaking in, they can be very discouraging and make us feel like the singleness is a death sentence. We ain't gonna find nobody. You expired because you this certain age. The Kevin Samuels talking shit. Like, fuck you. How about that?
Yeah, and develop your own perspectives around this. Traditional families, where you might have some, like, from a traditional family with a traditional perspective and point of view, can make you feel like if you're not married, partnered, coupled, that you are lacking some sort of value when it comes to like family or home life or moving forward, building. But develop your own outlook on this situation, you know, and maybe even examine where this thought stems from. Is it my family that's making me feel this way?
Yeah.
That I can't enjoy my singleness? Is it the societal pressure? Is it my friends making me feel bad for being single? Or like, you know, it's just so many factors.
It is
so many factors, but there are tons of benefits of being single.
There are some benefits. One of them is that I found is being able to strengthen my relationship with myself. You know, when you're coupled up, not to say you can't do these things, but sometimes our focus gets pulled away. So like, if I'm coupled up, I might not be waking up and journaling or meditating or doing some of my daily practices, especially in the beginning stages, because you know, we sleeping over, we
you're just inundated with the relationship, like you're in that lusty little haze and you only want to spend time with each other, and then the self-care and all of your personal things kind of fall to the wayside, and hopefully you could get back on track. But yes,
not to say we can't get back on track, eventually you will, but I know for
nurturing the relationships becomes a priority.
That becomes a priority, so you might not have the time or the desire or the energy to strengthen your relationship with yourself. But when you're single, you have more than enough time to learn things about yourself, especially if you're coming off the heels of something. It's the perfect time to be introspective and say, what role did I play? What don't I like about what happened? What can I do better? You know, just use it as a little improvement period.
Yeah, I love that. Another benefit of being single is to figure out what you truly want out of life and a partner. This is my favorite, you know, really taking the wheel, putting our hands on our own wheel of life and driving the motherfucker. Not just accepting what we have because it's offered to us, or having that scarcity mindset and being like, I'm going to take it because I don't feel like there's anything better out there. When you're in your period of singleness, like, use this as a time to really be empowered in your choices. We had a whole podcast about choices and picking a person to click up with and mate with is a super important choice.
It is.
And when you're in your singleness, you can decide, I'm a date around a little bit, and it gives you the perfect opportunity to see, I like that in a person, I don't like that, I know for sure I won't tolerate that. This is a great time for that. You know, really get clear on what it is that you're willing to tolerate and what you desire, because you can have those things if you hold yourself to your own standards.
If you even know what it is. Sometimes we don't know, and we just take whatever's being presented. It's like, oh, it's a man. Okay.
And they not all created equal.
No, they're not. They're not.
No.
Another good benefit of being single is your capacity to deepen your non-romantic relationships, because, again, you have more time. So you can pour into those relationships. And we all know those are our shoulders to lean on. Should the relationship go sour, or if, you know, even if we just need to talk with them, hey, this is my foundation. I need to
keep your good girlfriends on deck.
Keep them.
Please.
You bet not let them slip away.
Please don't let these men be your priority, or whatever you're into, man.
Your women, everything. The Mary J. Blige.
Don't let them become your priority so much so that you start to deprioritize your friendships. Friendship is essential for this.
Listen, the way I've been pouring into mine, but when people come up in here, they gotta know the vibes.
Listen,
you are an addition, not a replacement.
And that's just that on that.
So that's get acquainted with that. Everyone with the program.
And
don't expect me to remove.
I can remove, but it'll be you, because they already here, boo. They already here. Another benefit is stress management, y'all. Better stress levels. Y'all know how it is when we get in these relationships. And they're not all good. Not going to say they're not all bad, but the ones that be sending us through the ringer, taking us places every now and again, our stress levels are elevated.
Every time I look back at some of my photos and see my skin being crystal clear with the glow coming off of it, I'm like, oh, just so happens I was single.
Listen.
I was single again. Back on the prowl.
What Mama D say?
You know that song?
Yeah, that's it. That's Mama D.
Trina. No, that's Trina.
Oh.
The fuck?
Mama D don't sing that? She has a song, though, similar to that.
Trina.
That is Trina. I'm single again. Back on the prowl.
Thought I was had working.
But I don't know how. Yeah.
Single again. Yeah. Yeah, like if you are in something toxic and you remove yourself from it, there definitely is some feelings of like, okay, whew, you know, damn.
Yeah.
But yes.
Cortisol levels go back to normal. Your nervous system can relax.
Girl.
I felt that way. I was in a relationship and I was feeling like I was on edge. I'm like, nigga, you making me anxious.
Girl.
You say you dealing with anxiety. Now I'm dealing
now
with
it. Now it's jumping on me.
You transferred it.
You
transferred it. And it's like, you know, you be watching your every move. Hopefully I say this in the right way. I don't want to offend and I don't want that kind of shit will have you living on edge.
It will.
And I don't like that.
Or someone constantly telling you that you're not showing up in the way that they need you to. And mm-hmm. It feels like it's just
like I've done what I could do.
I can't do more. You know, yeah. I can't do more. I need to rest.
Yeah.
And that feeling of being able to rest. It feels good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It feels good. And you know what else feels good? You know what else makes my stress levels go down? Knowing that I'm operating in my truth.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a fit. I cut it off and now look at me.
Right.
You know?
And you mentioned rest. Better sleep is also what the girls are getting in their singleness. We're sleeping better. We're getting a good night's rest.
You don't got nobody.
What does that mean? I sleep so well at night knowing nobody cheating on me.
Or a dick ain't in your back.
Wait, what?
Sometimes
the
I don't
want to dick.
Sometimes,
yeah,
I don't want my back poked.
Yeah. The turnover. I want to keep it here.
I don't want my back poked with it. I want to rest,
right?
Especially if it's a man who don't got to get up. You know them ones. It's like you got all the time in the world. You wanted to be up playing that game all late, then come.
Girl.
I have to get up.
The way once the game goes on, you know I'm off. You can't turn me on now.
You didn't turn me on. You turned the game on.
Yeah, exactly.
You picked what you wanted to turn on.
You chose it. I gotta go to bed, baby.
Listen,
I'm a. We gotta get it in by 9, 10 o'clock because I gotta be in that bed sleep.
Same.
Let's wrap it up.
You want my hot pocket? Get it before it cools off.
Listen, because once it's cool, it's cold.
Back in the freezer.
You cannot.
So y'all. There's tons of benefits of being single, obviously, but we have some tools for your toolkit because sometimes even when you know the benefits, the shit is still hard, okay?
Right. So, it don't work.
Right. So stick around. We'll be right back after this. Okay, y'all. So before we get back into the show, we have to give y'all our church announcements.
So y'all know that this show, it is growing organically. It's been growing organically. So it's really important for you to share it, tell a homegirl, put it in your group chat. And if you're listening right now, which you are, make sure you hit that bell so you don't miss anything the Black Girl Bravado related and follow the show.
Please do.
I'd also like for you guys to engage with the content by answering the question, how did you like the episode? What did you like about the episode? Y'all been doing a good job, but I need you to stay on your Zoom.
Right. Okay. Get on it. Make sure you got all your login information.
Tap in.
Also, girlies, we are jet setting. Mm-hmm. We are traveling to Thatch Key, the beautiful island in Belize, Thatch Key. Next year, May 3rd through the 7th, this is going to be our second retreat. We had such a good time connecting with y'all and members of our community last year, fostering new connections, and we're doing it again. So if you are looking for a sweet escape where you can connect with like-minded women, you can relax, you can luxuriate, you can have a good time, then you have found your spot. Okay. You found the place to be.
Yeah. You got to book your spot though.
You got to book your spot. The spaces are super limited because we want to provide an exclusive, intimate environment. So secure your spot now. Okay. Yeah. The information is down in the show notes.
Yes. And another way for you to connect with like-minded women in an intimate way is to join us over at the Homegirl Hangout. It's our exclusive membership community where we are fostering deeper connections. We're giving you more of what you already love. There's bonus content, years of bonus content for mm-hmm. you to go through. We do our monthly check-in where we just can be a little bit more candid and vulnerable because y'all, we don't know who all listening on the main platform.
We don't know.
So over there, it's our little safe space. Let's shout out our patrons, shall we?
Let's give them a ring. We have Destiny.
Hey, Destiny.
CC.
Hey, CC.
April.
What's good, April?
Addie.
Hey, Addie.
And Jess.
Welcome, Jess.
Welcome ladies. Thank y'all so much for joining us over there. We love y'all.
Yeah.
Okay. So, should we get back to the show?
I think we should.
All righty. So, y'all, solutions. Tools for your toolkit. How to be happy being single.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How to be happy being single. Mm-hmm. So I would say the first solution is to figure out what bothers you about being single, right? If you can't embrace your singleness, if you're having a hard time, this is a time to ask yourself why. Mm-hmm. And we have a few thought starters that can help you examine your thoughts and maybe help you feel more centered around being single. So the first question is, are you afraid of being alone? Is it bringing a fear in you? You know?
That's usually what it is.
Yes. Especially if you feel like it's going to be forever. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be alone. Another question is, do you use relationships as a security blanket? I have.
The crutch.
I have used them as a security blanket. Mm-hmm. Another one is, are you placing your happiness on someone else? You know, giving them that monkey to put on their back.
Yeah.
And then a final question you can ask yourself is, do you feel like you're not enough on your own? And some of these questions can be hard, you know, they can be hard, especially when the answers aren't favorable or what you would like. But this is an opportunity to do better. And imagine how strong and empowered you're going to feel when you're able to shift these answers.
Any of these ring true for you in your singleness when you kind of start to let your thoughts wander?
They all have rang true.
Yeah.
Before. They all have. And I don't like that. I don't like it. But they have rang true before.
Yeah, it happens. This is a real feeling because in our natural response and like naturally as humans, we need connection. We want connection. We desire to be, you know, close to people. So I don't want to say a common fear, although it is common, but it's an understandable fear.
Right.
To be like, am I going to be alone forever? I would like to have someone to contribute to my happiness. You know, I feel more worthwhile when I'm with somebody and I feel more valuable, but definitely examine your thoughts around why you can't embrace it.
Right. And this is not, this is not that, this is not that what seems to me sometimes a little toxic when people are like, you need to be single and love yourself. People can love themselves
and not want to be single.
Exactly. Like everybody doesn't have to go through a bout of singleness to love themselves. No. So it's not that, but it's just saying, you know, use the time because some of us may need it and may need to ask these questions.
Another tip is to find some hobbies, y'all. This is a perfect time to learn a new language, learn how to cook, or try something that you've always wanted to do. You know, you get to take advantage of having the free nights and weekends that you don't have to like really work around a person's schedule to do some things that you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, I know that when Andres goes out of town, I'll be feeling single. You know, it's like my single moment. Yeah. I'll be able to like really tap in and do my own thing. Not have to worry about cooking and all of that shit. Mm-hmm. And when he's gone, I really can lean into like, you know, carving out my time and not having to worry about, oh, what is tonight going to look like? And what is the weekend going to look like? So I think anytime that you're alone or you can do something that you've been putting off, do it.
Right. Or just like really dial in on something. I saw someone said that she poured all of her energy into like cooking classes and she just got some good meals under her belt, which when you get into a relationship, baby, whip them out.
Beneficial.
I can cook for you. Mm-hmm. We're not rotating these same four meals. Another solution is to fully embrace the present moment. I think that this is a great time to soak up the things you enjoy about being single, because chances are when you're coupled, they'll be the things that you miss. Yeah. I know in my last relationship, I was we were having a conversation and I had mentioned like there's some elements of being single that I miss. Mm-hmm. And he took it the wrong way and was like, so you want to be single? I'm like, no, I didn't say right. I want to be single. I'm just saying that there's elements that I miss, like not having to have this motherfucking type of conversation with you.
Exactly. Yeah. Two things can be true. I enjoy being in a relationship, but there's some things that I value about singleness that I can't really experience anymore.
Exactly. I'm very autonomous. Yeah. I'm just naturally autonomous. And so you can be autonomous and coupled, but I feel like it's just a little easier when I'm not coupled because I don't have to explain to somebody why my weekends are stacked.
And the pressure.
You know, back to back. Or, you know, I get to do everything that I want to do without necessarily having to not answer to someone, but consult.
What is your schedule? I hated the consulting.
That has you in a chokehold.
It did. I said, please free
that
me.
That little period.
I'm like, I cannot come to you. That's just, it's not my personality type because I too am an autonomous person. I don't want to always go to you and be like, so what does your weekend look like? This is what I have available. And if that's the kind of person that you are and the kind of relationship that you have, that's great. I'm glad it works for you. I don't think there's a right and a wrong way. It just didn't work for me.
It don't work for me either.
And it was stressing me. I said, girl, I can't confirm that I could do that because I gotta go back.
It's
and be
so
like,
stressful.
What do you have on the agenda? Do you have anything for us?
What makes it even worse is when they don't have shit.
Right. I'm like, you just want me to sit in the house.
And I remember I had that conversation. Like, dang, you doing something this weekend too? Did you even think I didn't? Because you know what, you didn't come with.
You didn't have a plan. Now, if I had the kind of man at this point when I was in this situation, if you were the kind of guy who always has something to go and it's like, babe, I got this, I got that, I got that, then it might give a consultation like, babe, do you have something for us? Because if not, I'm going to do this.
Right.
But nigga, you're coming with nothing.
You just went
and right. Asking me to forgo my other plans. Boy, please fuck you.
Okay.
Anywho, next tool you can use to embrace your singleness is release yourself of the shame around being single. Mm. Right. We can't manage other people's anxieties about what's going on with us. So if you feel a little, you know, some type of way when somebody asks you about why you're single, just smile and say things are great for me right now, you know, but let's talk about you.
Period.
Be comfortable changing the subject.
Yeah.
On their ass.
Because people will project. Maybe you are okay with it, but they're not comfortable being single and it makes them really uncomfortable. So they down your neck about it.
And that happens a lot. That happens a lot. Mm-hmm. And even if you are, fake it till you make it. Because sometimes people be up in your business for no good damn god reason.
They do.
No reason.
They do.
Relax. Stay up out of mind.
Cue the Mary J again. Mm-hmm. I'm fine. This next solution is one that I can say that I feel like the girlies are really doing nowadays. Mm-hmm. Date yourself. They're romanticizing your life.
Yeah.
The girlies aren't sitting around waiting on a man to take them on dates or get them flowers, buy them things. They're doing those things for themselves. Period. So if you know that you like to do some fine dining, set up some resis. Go to Trader's, Whole Foods, Farmer's Market, get your weekly flowers,
yes.
Do your spa dates. You can treat yourself to these things and these experiences regularly. You don't have to be without.
And the more you do this for yourself, you will grow to expect this from a partner and you won't feel any kind of way. You won't feel badly when you assert that these are my expectations because I've been able to give myself to this when I was not coupled. I expect it from you.
But yeah, you can just make a list of things that you would like to do and start doing them.
Period.
I feel like I do everything that I would like to do with a man besides being bent over on a balcony.
That's the only thing
on my list that has been unfulfilled.
But other than that,
I can do all the things. I like to go eat. I go out to eat. I like to travel. I go travel. You know?
Yeah.
So get in here.
Get in here.
It ain't gonna stop. It ain't gonna stop because you're here.
It better pick up. Next tip, y'all, is to spend time with your friends and prioritize making new single friends. So it's really beneficial to engage with people who can relate to you where you are. You know how it feels when you connect with somebody. It's like, girl, we in the same place at the same time. That's helpful. So put yourself out there. If you know that you have a group of girlfriends and some of y'all are single, I know you and Alicia were getting into this little bag in the beginning of the summer. The single girls were trying to be on the move. I'm like, hold on, girl.
Right.
Because I have a single bone in my body.
Exactly.
Too.
I can still be out.
I can still be out. But, you know, connect with your girlfriends who aren't coupled and go out and do stuff together and be each other's wing womans, even though I'd be ready too.
You're a great wing.
I could do
you're,
it
you're,
all.
You're still a wing.
Exactly. Beneath the wing. Okay.
You're
the wing.
You're still a wing.
I have wings. So, you know, tap into your friends, your community, your circle. Connect with the girls. Hey, girl, are you free? I'd like to go out, get a cocktail, or, you know, just do some things. Talk about our woes, our woes of singleness, if there are any. And I think another thing that is helpful for us is to realize that although you're single, you're not alone.
Yes.
You still have family. Hopefully, you know, I know that our family's dynamics can be a little strange sometimes, but you know, there's still good people in your life that you can look to and be in community with.
Thank you for being one of those people in my
life. Oh, you're welcome.
You are the wind.
Blue Ivy.
Okay, so also what a good tip is to recognize that all of your thoughts are not facts. Okay. We have to break this negative thought cycle of I'm never gonna find a partner, or everybody worth dating is already taken. It's hella piss in this pool.
Yeah.
Stop it. Mm-hmm. Stop it. Catch yourself when those thoughts start to race and replace those negative thoughts with some positive thought patterns. So we can say things like, I'm surrounded by amazing single people and today could be the day I meet someone. Mm-hmm. It only takes one.
That's it.
It only takes one. We're meeting people every day.
Yeah.
You know, every time I step out, I have some sort of interaction. Now I might not go nowhere, but I mean, shit, it only takes one gonna go somewhere.
Yeah.
So,
and that person might be an expander to what's to come.
Exactly.
You know, open you up to more. Last solution, girlfriends, and this is probably the most important, is to not put your life on hold.
Hello.
Waiting on a person to show up.
Keep on moving.
If there are things that you want to do in your life, we know some things are easier in partnership, but you could still reach your goals, you know, put things on your list that you want to cross off. You can still do all the things that you want to do. If you want to buy a house, start saving, start moving in the direction of your dreams, especially our girlies who are interested in parenthood and mothering. We know that that's difficult, can be challenging as a single parent, but if it's something that you really desire, I don't want to say don't wait on a man, because, you know, we would like that.
Yeah.
But maybe start to consider what your options would look like if you had to do it by yourself, if you really want to do it, you know, freezing your eggs, adoption, things like that, you know, start figuring out what your life could look like, even if you didn't have a partner, and making the most of it, because it can still be full.
I stumbled across this woman. She's a celebrity hairstylist. It was her 35th birthday. She had been single for a while and she knew that she wanted children. And she didn't have no prospects or nothing. It, like I said, had been like a drought for her. But she was like, you know, I'm going to make an empowered step of freezing my eggs so that she can have that option whenever she met someone to like, you know, have a baby. So she froze her eggs and like went on with her life. 6 months later, she met this man. They fell in love. She got pregnant naturally, didn't even need the eggs. They got married and they're living what appears to be a beautiful life. And her message was just like, you know, I'm so happy I was living my life.
Right.
Like, I'm so happy that I didn't stop doing what I was doing, what I wanted to do. And although I didn't need those eggs,
right,
I feel like that was just sending a message that, you know, life is going to keep going.
Yeah. And we have a homegirl who was married, divorced, went through the whole process of, you know, doing, it's called in vitro.
Mm-hmm. IVF.
Yeah, IVF. She did IVF and she embraced single motherhood and she's raising her daughter
with
in community.
Village.
In community, yes. In community with her friends and her family. But she's doing what the fuck she wanted to do. And I love that for her.
I do too.
And I love that it's a possibility for us. So take hold of your life. Take hold of your singleness. Enjoy yourself. Make the most of it. Go out. Embrace this moment, this present moment, because you're going to look up and we're going to be someplace else.
Yeah, because sometimes after we're not seeing them no more, we don't get it back.
No.
We don't get it back.
Mm-mm.
You know, and I know that's the ultimate goal for a lot of the girlies, but like I said, there'll be little moments where you're like, whew.
Right.
It was a good time.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, y'all.
Final segment of the show. It's time to pick up your pen.
We're dropping a gem.
This is the part of the show where we get to share with you all the things that are checking us, wrecking us, inspiring us. Things that we're loving and we think the community will love too. I also want to remind y'all, if you have a gem that you want to share, use the Homegirl Hotline. Put us on. We would love to know of other things that are happening and things we should be tapped into. Mm-hmm. So the gem this week is the Olay. The gem this week is the Olay Henriksen Banana Bright and Vitamin CCI stick. Y'all, I struggle with dark circles. But this is kind of like a color correcting eye cream stick. And it really helps with diminishing the looks of dark circles. It brightens, it hydrates. I'm in the color apricot, but they have three colors.
Oh, it's colors.
There's three colors because it's a color correcting stick. But depending on your shade, you can just put it on. And because of the colors, deflects the purple or the dark circle. It just looks more natural.
And it has vitamin C in it.
Exactly. Oh. If you're brown, like more of a browner girl, you know, the color corrector is like more of an orange.
And so I need a color
corrector. Wouldn't recommend wearing it by itself.
No, of course.
But if you want to do like a color corrector, try this out. It looks like that. But I've been wearing it as a nice refreshing on the go look for at work because I'm tired of looking ugly. And like not polished some days. You know, it's easy to get into the workflow and the mundaneness of like, okay, let me get up and go. But I've been trying to put a little bit more extra effort in. And this is a good way for you to do like a quick effortless look, a little mascara, a little brows, and then that CC stick, and I'm on my way. Period. So y'all try it out. Let me know. I'm really loving it. Let me know what you think. The gem will be down in the show notes.
Sounds cute.
Mm-hmm. I think that's it.
That's it, y'all.
I know that's it.
That is it. We have nothing left to give for this episode. But if you felt like it reached you where you were, or if you feel like there's a homegirl that can benefit from what we had to say, then share it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Share it, y'all. We will be back next week with, I believe, our homegirl hotline. Our relationship. No? Yes, we are. That's next.
Okay.
But it's okay. We will see y'all next week. Bye. We love you. Bye.